Listen to a conversation between a student and the director of the Student Activities Center.
Hello, Jack. Is everything set for the trip this Saturday?
Everything's ready. 15 people have signed up. Our train gets into New York City at noon, which leaves plenty of time to get downtown to the art gallery for the reception.
It's great you could organize this. What an honor, having a painting by one of our students in that exhibit.
Yeah, my roommate's so modest. If we weren't such good friends, I'd have never realized his work was being exhibited. So, since I was going anyway, for the opening and all, I figured I might as well make a student event out of it. Working here at the Student Activity Center has made me realize how popular our activities are. I figured there'd be interest in it.
Well, you've done a super job organizing everything. Those posters look great, and they went up in no time.
Thanks, and I'm glad you could approve the funding for us.
My pleasure. By the way, how are you getting to the gallery from the train station?
Well, there are buses that run downtown.
Right. You grew up in New York City, didn't you?
Yeah, but the bus? Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes.
I realize it's last minute, but, well, the weather for Saturday is supposed to be really nice, sunny, warm. It'd be a great opportunity to walk the High Line.
The what?
Haven't you... Oh, I guess not everyone's heard of it. It's this amazing... It's like this park in the sky.
A park in the sky?
Yeah. Well, see, there was this old train line. You know, one of those elevated lines, the kind that run high above the streets?
Okay.
Well, this one was used for freight, not passengers.
Uh-huh.
But when it got cheaper to move freight by trucks, they stopped using it. It was abandoned for a long time. And then, a few years back, the city agreed to turn the tracks and surrounding area into a park. It's not very wide, but it's over a mile long. And it goes from the train station all the way downtown near the gallery. I've walked it before. It's really cool. There's grass and flowers everywhere. And since you're high up, you get these great views of the city.
Sounds wonderful, but have you considered not everybody might be interested in walking that far? They might prefer the bus.
Couldn't we just split up? You know, have some of us walk and the others take the bus?
But remember, Jack, the poster advertises you as the tour leader. Not everybody's as adventurous about getting around the city. You'd need to find someone to accompany people on the bus. Then you'd take the walkers.
Yeah, but who? The trip's in 2 days.
Well, I did my graduate work in New York. Of course, it was a while ago, but I still know how to get around the city.
Yeah?
And I'd love to see that exhibit.
You'd go? Oh, that'd be great.